In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful.
Conclusion from Al-Tabari's interpretation.
It was summarized by Dr. Akil bin Salim al-Shamari.
Surah Al-Kahf.
In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful.
He said, "Did I not tell you that you would not be able to be patient with me?" He said, "If I ask you about anything after that, do not accompany me. I have received an excuse from me."
The scholar said to Moses, "Did I not tell you that you will not be able to be patient with me over the actions you see that I have not known about?"
Moses said to him, "If I ask you about something after this time and you leave me, do not keep me company, for I have reached an excuse in my affairs."
So Moses and the scholar set off until when they came to the people of the town, the people of which were seeking food for themselves, but they did not feed them. They hosted them, but they refused to host them. They found a wall in the village that wanted to fall, so they adjusted its slope until it was back level.
Musa said to his companion, "If you wish, you will not protect her from the people's loyalty until they give you a reward for your stay."
He said, "This is a separation between you and me. I will inform you about sheltering yourself for what you could not bear patiently."
The companion of Musa said, "If you had wished, you could have taken a reward for him that would be divided between you and me. I will tell you what he will say to him about the consequences of the actions that you did, but you were not able to patiently refrain from asking about them. As for the ship, it belonged to poor people working at sea, so I wanted to destroy it. There was a king behind them who seized every ship by force. As for what I did to the ship, it was because it belonged to poor people working at sea, so I wanted to spoil it with rags. There was a king in front of them who forcibly took every healthy ship and left every defective one. As for the boy, his parents were believers, so we feared that he would lead them to rebellion and disbelief. So we wanted their Lord to replace them with something better in purity and closer in compassion. As for the boy, he was born an unbeliever on the day he was born, and his parents were believers, so we know that he overwhelms them with transgression and arrogance against God and disbelief in him. So we wanted their Lord to replace them with something better than the boy, more righteous and pious, and more merciful to his parents and more kind to them than the boy who was killed. As for the wall, it belonged to two orphan boys in the city, and underneath it was a treasure of theirs, and their father was righteous, so your Lord wanted them to reach maturity and extract their treasure, as a mercy from your Lord. And what you did about my matter is the interpretation of what you did not gain patience with. As for the wall that I built, it belonged to two orphan boys in the city, and under it was hidden money, and their father was righteous. So your Lord wanted to comprehend and attain their strength and strength, and then extract their treasure hidden under the wall that you had erected. You did this with the wall as a mercy from your Lord for the orphans.
And I did not do, O Musa, all that you saw me do on my own mind and on my own. But I did it as God commanded me to do it. This is what I mentioned to you among the reasons for which I did the actions that you denounced from me. It is actually healthy. And it leads to the right outcome. Who was not able to patiently abandon your question and your denial of it? And they ask you about Dhul-Qarnayn. Say, I will recite to you a remembrance of it. Indeed, we established him on earth and gave him a means for everything. So I follow a reason. Until when he reached the setting of the sun, he found it setting in a muddy spring. And he found people there. We said, O Dhul-Qarnayn, either you will be punished or you will take people therein. Until Dhul-Qarnayn reached the setting of the sun, he found it setting in a spring of hot, muddy water. And he found people there. We said, O Dhul-Qarnayn, either kill them, because they did not enter into acknowledging the monotheism of God. Or you capture them and teach them guidance and enlighten them. He said, as for whoever is unjust, we will punish him, then he will be returned to his Lord and he will punish him with a terrible punishment. As for whoever believes and does righteousness, he will receive the reward of good deeds. We will tell him that our affairs will be easy. He said, as for whoever disbelieves, we will kill him, then he will return to God and he will punish him with a great punishment. That is the torment of hell. As for those of them who believe in God alone and act in obedience to him, he has good deeds from God as a reward for his faith. We will teach him in this world what is easy for us to teach, which will bring him closer to God. He softens his words. Then follow a reason. Until, when he reached the rising of the sun,
he found it rising upon a people for whom we had not given any protection other than it. Also, we have been informed of what he has. Then Dhul-Qarnayn walked and took roads and houses in the land. Even when it reaches sunrise. Dhul-Qarnayn found the sun rising over a people for whom we had not given any cover other than it. This is because their land has neither mountains nor trees. It cannot bear a building, so they live in houses. Rather, they sink into the water or leak in swarms. Then he followed a path until he reached the rising of the sun. He also followed a path and reached the setting of the sun. We have taken note of what happens when the sun rises. It is not hidden from us what exists among people, their conditions, and their causes. And nothing else. Then he followed a path until, when he reached between the two dams, he found besides them a people whose speech could hardly be trusted. Then he walked along paths and paths, until he reached two mountains with a dam between them. He found, apart from the two masters, a people who did not understand the words of any speaker other than their own words. They said, "O Dhul-Qarnayn, Gog and Magog are wreaking havoc on earth. Shall we grant you a tax on the condition that you put a barrier between us and them?" They said, "O Dhul-Qarnayn, that Gog and Magog, two nations behind the dam, will spread corruption on earth. Should we make a barrier for you such that you place between us and Gog and Magog a barrier that will block us and them and prevent them from coming out to us?" He said, "Whatever my lord has empowered me with is good, so help me with strength, and I will create a bridge between you and them." Dhul-Qarnayn said, "Who enabled me to do what you asked of me, and to bridge between you and these people, my lord, and granting him peace for me and my strength over him, is better than making you, and the reward you offer me for building that. But appoint me craftsmen who can build and work well. I will put between you and Gog and Magog a wall stronger and stronger than a dam." Dhul-Qarnayn said, "Blow me with pieces of iron," until he leveled the two mountains with the iron rods he placed between them. He said to the workers, "Blow fire on these iron rods." They blew until he made what was between the tops and sides of the two mountains fire. He said, "Give me that I may pour copper on it." Gog and Magog were not able to rise above the rubble that Dhul-Qarnayn had made as a barrier between them and the people below them, and they were not able to excavate it from below. When Dhul-Qarnayn saw that Gog and Magog were unable to reveal what we had built of the ruins and were unable to excavate it, he said, "This is what I built and leveled as a mercy from my lord. He had mercy on it without the ruins of the people, so he helped me with his mercy for them until I built it and leveled it. So when the promise of my lord, which he made as a time for the emergence of this nation and its emergence, comes, he will fill it with the earth and give it to him. And the promise of my lord, who promised his creation, is true in destroying this land and its emergence. O people of the people, he will not break his promise."